just reduce the momentum. Concentration is too much. It's like,
yeah,
yeah. Is it okay? Oh, this some light here.
अखंडं सच्चिदानंदं अवाङ्मनसगोचरम् आत्मानमखिलाधारम् आश्रयेऽभीष्टसिद्धये वेदांत सारा पेज नंबर 35 आइटम 49 इन दिस बुक वन वृक्षा तदवच्छिन्ना आकाशयोः जलाशया जला तद्गता प्रतिबिम्बा आकाशयोः वा आधारभूता अनुपहिता आकाशवत् अनयोः अज्ञाना तदुपहिता चैतन्ययोः आधारभूतं यद् अनुपहितं चैतन्यं तत्तुरीयम् इत्युच्यते शान्तं शिवमद्वैतं चतुर्थं मन्यन्ते स आत्मा स विज्ञेयः इत्यादिश्रुतेः We have seen the two upadhis. What are the two upadhis? Samashti ajnana upadhi and vyashti ajnana upadhi. Two types of upadhis are there. One is small, another is big. One is nikrishta, another is utkrishta. And corresponding to the two upadhis, there are two upahita chaitanyas. What are they? Ishvara and prajna. Vyashti ajnana, prajna. Samashti ajnana, Ishvara. So, two upadhis and two upahita chaitanyas are there. Two consciousnesses and two upadhis. In fact, there are no two consciousnesses. That is wrong to say. The word two consciousnesses is wrong to say. It is just like telling two spaces. This space, that space. Not two different space. Only one space. But because of upadhi, it seems to be two. That is what Vedanta is teaching. All these differences are because of upadhi. So, one Vyashti Upadhi, another Vyashti Upadhi. The consciousnesses seem to be two. So, in fact, there is no two consciousness or three consciousnesses. That is what we have to arrive at. So, don't think when two consciousnesses, I say, don't say in Vedanta there are two consciousnesses. One is Ishvara consciousness, another is Prajna consciousness. No. It seems to be. So we are doing adhyarop. All these will be negated and we will see the one consciousness, the Brahman. So let us say for time being two consciousnesses. One is Ishvara, another is Prajna. And then there is another consciousness. What is that? Turiya, Adhara. It is the Adhara, the basis, the support of all these four. The two Chaitanyas and two Upadhis. All these are supported by one consciousness. What is that? Turiya. The Turiya is Shuddha Chaitanya. Turiya is nothing but Shuddha Chaitanya, the pure consciousness, which is not conditioned by any Upadhi. So we have 4 plus 1, 5 now. 3 consciousnesses and 2 Upadhis. So now, in this next paragraph, that is 50, item 50, the author is giving an information which will be required later. It is a very technical thing and therefore I don't expect all of you to understand it now, because a lot of other things have to be told. What is Vachyartha? What is Lakshyartha? All these things will be analyzed later. In the book it will come. We will see in detail. And then you can refer to this and it will make a better sense. Now I will just explain, because it is there. If you don't understand, don't worry much about this as of now. I will remind you later when the topic comes. Idameva
Turiyam
Shuddha Chaitanyam Ajnanadi Tadupahita Chaitanyabhyam Tapta Ayav Pindavat Aviviktam Sat Mahavakyasya Vachyam Viviktam Sat Lakshyam Iti Cha Uchyate Idameva Turiyam Chaitanyam. This Turiya Chaitanya Ajnanadi Tadupahita Chaitanya Bhyam Aviviktam Sat. This Turiya Chaitanya, generally we don't see this Turiya Chaitanya separately. As far as an ignorant person is concerned, the Turiya Chaitanya doesn't exist separately other than this Upadhi and Upahita Chaitanya. So Turiya is mixed up with Upadhi and Upahita Chaitanya. So this Ishwara, if you consider, there is the Samashti Ajnana Upadhi, Samashti Upadhi, plus this Upahita Chaitanya, that is Ishwara. Along with that, Turiya is mixed up. These three together form the Vachyartha of Tatpada. Vachyartha means the direct meaning. The direct meaning of Tatpada. So, for this mixing up, an example is given. Tapta ayav pindavat. Tapta ayav pindavat means red hot iron ball. Ayav pinda means iron ball. Tapta means hot, heated, red hot. So, this hot iron ball consists of two things. One is the iron, another is the heat in the iron, the fire in the iron. These two are mixed up. We don't see these two things separately. It looks as though one thing only, that is mixing up. So the heat and iron ball mixed up. Similarly, this Turiya, Upadhi and Upahita Chaitanya, all three are mixed up. And we see them as one thing. And that becomes the direct meaning, Vachyartha of Tatpada. So Turiya, Samashti Ajnana Upadhi and the Upahita Chaitanya, Ishvara, these three. Tatpada, Vachyartha. And there is Twampada, another word, Twam. This Vyashti Ajnana Upadhi, Vyashti Upadhi, and then Upahita Chaitanya Prajna and Turiya. All three mixed, khichdi, and it becomes the Vachyartha of Tatpada. Twampada. Twampada. So these two are the direct meanings, Vachyartha. So Tat is equal to Twam, is the Mahavakya. Tat and Twam are equated. That is Mahavakya. If you see the Vachyartha, it doesn't apply. You can't equate it. The equation seems to be wrong because the Tat is big and Tvam is small. So the equation doesn't fit. Then therefore, this person who has not discriminated the Turiya from this Upadhi and Upahita Chaitanya cannot understand Mahavakya. In order to understand Mahavakya, one has to make a discrimination, make an analysis, and discriminate between the Upadhi, Upahita Chaitanya and Turiya. If you analyze the Ishvara, the Tatpada, the Upadhi is there, Upahita Chaitanya is there and Turiya Chaitanya is there. You dissemble the three, discriminate the three things, and Turiya Chaitanya is there in that also. Turiya Chaitanya, you arrive at in the Ishvara. And in Jiva also, in Prajna also, you make a discrimination. The Upadhi, Upahita Chaitanya and Turiya. So here also Turiya is there. Now here the author says that the Lakshyartha, the implied meaning of these two words, Tat and Tvam, are not the whole mixture, not all the three, only the Turiya. The Tatpada also, implied meaning is Turiya. Tatpada also, implied meaning is Turiya. So Lakshya means implied meaning. Vachya means direct meaning. We will see this in detail later. It will all come. What are the different types of Lakshanas, etc. It will be introduced later. So then this equation matches. So that is told here. Idameva Turiyam, this very Turiya. Shuddha Chaitanyam, this Turiya is nothing but Shuddha Chaitanya, అజ్ఞాన ఆది తదుపహిత చైతన్యాభ్యాం అవివిక్తం సత్. వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అవివిక్త, వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ డిస్క్రిమినేటెడ్, వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ మిక్స్డ్ అప్ విత్ వాట్, విత్ అజ్ఞాన ఎట్సెట్రా ద ఉపాధి. అజ్ఞాన ఎట్సెట్రా ఆర్ ద ఉపాధి, అజ్ఞాన ఆది ఉపాధీస్ అండ్ ద ఉపహిత చైతన్య. ఇట్ మే బి ఈశ్వర ఆర్ జీవ. ఇఫ్ తత్పద ఈశ్వర, త్వంపద జీవ. ఉపహిత చైతన్యాభ్యాం తప్త అయఃపిండవత్. ఎగ్జాంపుల్ అవివిక్తం సత్, వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ అవివిక్త నాట్ డిస్క్రిమినేటెడ్. దెన్ మహావాక్యస్య వాచ్యం, ఇట్ బికమ్స్ అ వాచ్య ఆఫ్ మహావాక్య. ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ద డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ మహావాక్య. తత్పద అండ్ త్వంపద. వివిక్తం సత్, వెన్ ఇట్ ఇస్ డిస్క్రిమినేటెడ్, వెన్ దిస్ తురియా ఇస్ డిస్క్రిమినేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ఉపాధి అండ్ ఉపహిత చైతన్య, దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? ఇట్ బికమ్స్ లక్ష్య, లక్ష్యార్థ, ద ఇంప్లైడ్ మీనింగ్. ఇతి చ ఉచ్యతే, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ సో. ఆల్ త్రీ మిక్స్డ్ అప్ ఇస్ వాచ్యార్థ. ఓన్లీ తురియ డిస్క్రిమినేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది అదర్ టు బికమ్స్ ద లక్ష్యార్థ. సో దట్ మచ్ ఈస్ ఇనఫ్ ఫర్ నౌ. యు క్యాన్ రివైండ్ అండ్ సీ లేటర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఓవర్. ఇట్స్ ఎన్ ఎక్స్ట్రా ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ యాజ్ ఆఫ్ నౌ. ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ విత్ ద లైన్. దట్స్ వై ఇట్ బికేమ్ డిఫికల్ట్.
The equation
will match later. Now it won't match. So, asya ajnanasya avarana vikshepa namakam asti shaktidvayam. Asya ajnanasya, so this ajnana, which is told as samashti and vyashti, in fact only one ajnana is there. That ajnana we saw as samashti and vyashti. The same ajnana, if you take one piece, it is vyashti. If you take it as a whole, it is samashti. So this ajnana, ఆవరణ విక్షేప నామకం అస్తి శక్తిద్వయం. దిస్ అజ్ఞాన హ్యాస్ టూ శక్తీస్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద టూ శక్తీస్? ఆవరణ శక్తి అండ్ విక్షేప శక్తి. సో ఆవరణ శక్తి ఇస్ ద కవరింగ్ పవర్, ద వెయిలింగ్ పవర్. విక్షేప శక్తి ఈస్ ద ప్రొజెక్టింగ్ పవర్. Veiling power and projecting power. Power of concealment and power of projection. So first, the author is talking of Avarana Shakti. Avarana Shakti hi తావత్ అల్పః అపి మేఘః అనేక యోజనాయతం ఆదిత్యమండలం అవలోకయత్ర నయనపథ పిధాయకతయా యథా ఆచ్ఛాదయతి ఇవ తథా అజ్ఞానం పరిచ్ఛిన్నం అపి ఆత్మానం అపరిచ్ఛిన్నం అసంసారిణం అవలోకయిత్ర బుద్ధిపిధాయకతయా ఆచ్ఛాదయతి ఇవ తాదృశం సామర్థ్యం తదుక్తం ఘనచ్ఛన్న దృష్టిః ఘనచ్ఛన్న మర్కం యథా మన్యతే నిష్ప్రభం చాతి మూఢః తథా బద్ధవత్ భాతి యో మూఢ దృష్టేః స నిత్యోపలబ్ధి స్వరూపోహమాత్మా. ఇది వాట్ డస్ ఆవరణ శక్తి డూ? ఆవరణ శక్తి ఇస్ అ పవర్ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞాన్. ఆవరణ శక్తి తావత్, తావత్ మీన్స్ ఫస్ట్. ఫస్ట్ ఆవరణ శక్తి వర్క్స్, దెన్ ఓన్లీ విక్షేప శక్తి కెన్ వర్క్. సో తావత్ ఇట్ వర్క్స్ ఫస్ట్. అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్, వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ డూ? ఇట్ కవర్స్ ది ఆత్మ, ఇట్ కవర్స్ ది ఎసెన్షియల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆత్మ, ద బ్రహ్మన్, ద చైతన్య. అండ్ హౌ కెన్ దిస్ అజ్ఞాన కవర్ ది ఆత్మ? బికాస్ అజ్ఞాన ఈస్, ఆత్మ ఈస్ అపరిచ్ఛిన్న, ఆత్మ ఈస్ లిమిట్లెస్. ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ ఇస్ లిమిటెడ్ కెన్ బి కవర్డ్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దిస్ ఫ్లవర్ కెన్ బి కవర్డ్ ఇఫ్ యూ కీప్ ఇన్ ద పాట్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లిమిటెడ్. లిమిటెడ్ థింగ్ కెన్ బి కవర్డ్. హౌ కెన్ ఎ లిమిట్లెస్ థింగ్ కెన్ బి కవర్డ్? యూ కెనాట్ కవర్ ఎ లిమిట్లెస్ థింగ్. అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ది ఆథర్ సేస్ ది ఆత్మ కెనాట్ కవర్, ది అజ్ఞాన కెనాట్ కవర్ ఆత్మ. Then what does ajnana do to the atma? It cannot do anything to the atma. It can neither cover the atma, and if it cannot cover the atma, it cannot make the atma samsari also. It cannot bring about samsara in the atma. Then how does this ajnana, we say it covers? It doesn't cover the Atma, it covers our Buddhi. And because our Buddhi is covered, we see that Atma is covered. As though covered. Atma is as though covered. For that an example is given here. This sun, the sun, what is the size of the sun? The solar disk. Aditya Mandala. The sun, the size of sun is much bigger than the size of the earth. You can see in the Google how many times the sun is bigger than the earth. Some book or somewhere you will find. I don't remember now. So a lot of times bigger than the earth also. Earth itself is big. Sun is much, much, much bigger. But then, this cloud, a small cloud, it covers the sun, we say. Cloud covers the sun. In rainy season, there is no much sunlight because the sun is covered, we say. Cloud is very small, very, very, very small. Even not even a particle if you compare it with the sun, size of the sun. But still, The cloud seems to be covering the sun. How? Not by covering the sun, but by covering our eyes. Our eyesight is covered. Our vision is covered. And because our vision is covered, we think that the sun is covered. And because the sun is covered, we say, the sun is not bright enough. The sun has become weaker in brightness. The sun never becomes weaker. The sun is always equally bright. Whether cloud is there, rainy season, winter, any season, sun is equally bright. But since the sun has covered our eyes, that cloud has covered, and our eyes are made blur, we superimpose the absence of brightness to the sun. Similarly, this asamsari atma is as though covered by the ajnana. And because it is as though covered by the ajnana, the samsaritva is superimposed on the ajnana. In fact, atma can never be covered and it can never become samsari. Atma can never be affected by the ajnana. So that is told here. Avarana shaktihi tavat. Initially, example is described. Alpaha api mekha. Alpo api mekha. Even a small mekha. Megha is alpa. Alpa means limited. Small in size. Compared to the sun. Megha is small. Cloud is small. Aneka yojanayatam aditya mandalam. The aditya mandala. The sun. Aditya mandala means the sun. The solar disk. How has he translated? Solar disk. Yeah. Solar disk is a way of telling. It is sun, Aditya Mandala. And what is the size of this Aditya Mandala? Aneka yojanayatam. It is aneka yojana. Yojana means a measure of distance. We have kilometers and miles. Similarly, there was yojana. So this Aditya Mandala extends to aneka yojana, many miles. Many yojanas. So, aneka yojanayatam, that which extends to many yojanas, that kind of aditya mandala. Achadayati iva, it as though covers, it doesn't really cover, it as though covers, as though conceals. How it covers? How it as though covers? Avalokayitra nayana patha pidhayakataya. By covering the eyesight of the seer, the observer. Avalokayitra, observer. Nayana patha, the path of the eyes, the path of sight. Pidhayakataya, by covering. Yatha achadayati iva. Achadayati iva. As though covers. Yatha. As. Yatha indicates it is the example. Yatha indicates example and tatha indicates exemplified. So tatha similarly. Ajnanam. This ajnana. Parichinnam api. Even though it is parichinna, ajnana is limited, parichinna, atma is aparichinna, parichinnam api, aparichinnam asamsarinam atmanam, the atma is aparichinna, limitless, and it is asamsari, atma is asamsari. Atma never has samsara. Even before jnana, Atma doesn't have samsara. It is only a notion. The thinking that you are a samsari is only a notion. So, asamsarinam achadayati iva, as though covers, looks like it covers. How? Avalokaitra buddhi vidhayakataya. Avalokaitra, the observer, buddhi, the intellect, vidhayakataya, by covering. Achadayati iva, as though covers. Tadrisham samarthyam. So this kind of a capacity of the ajnana is called what? Avarana shakti. Yeah. So after the whole Ramayana is over. So, avarana shakti. Taduktam. Yeah, we have already read this. Yeah. So, for that, a Purvacharya is quoted in support of what the author has said. There is no direct quotation from the Shruti or Smriti, but he quotes an Acharya, a previous Acharya. So he has said that, Taduktam means it is told by that Acharya. Who is that Acharya? Hastamalaka Acharya. One of the disciples of Shankaracharya. Who are the four disciples of Shankaracharya? Sureshwaracharya, Thotakacharya, Padmapadacharya. So this is Hastamalaka Acharya. So Hastamalaka, he was a very, you know, Hastamalaka, when he was born and he grew up, but he never spoke a word. He behaved like a dumb and a very ignorant person, as though he doesn't understand anything, doesn't even care for anything. Like that he was. Then Shankaracharya passed through that way. He was wandering, you see, all over India. So then Shankaracharya came. Then these parents of this Hastamalaka, his name was something else. So they came, they brought this boy to this Shankaracharya. Then the parents said that this boy is very useless. He can't speak and he doesn't know anything, doesn't do anything properly. Just keeps roaming around without speaking also. So then Shankaracharya asked, "Who are you?" And then this Hastamalaka starts speaking. He starts telling who I am, what is my real nature, all Vedanta. Naham manushyo na cha deva yaksho na brahmana kshatriya vaishya shudraha na brahmachari na grihi vanastho bhikshur na chaham nija bodharupaha. I am not the manushya. I am not a human being. I am not devata also. I am not a yaksha also. I am not a brahmana. I am not a kshatriya. I am not a vaishya. I am not a shudra. I am not a brahmachari. I am not a grihastha. I am not a sannyasi. I am not a vanaprastha. Then what are you? Nija bodha rupaha. And the chaitanya, the consciousness. That is my nature. Like that he starts. There are a few verses. They are called Hastamalakiyam. And from that he quotes one verse.
Ghanachanna drishtirghanachanna markam yathamanyate nishprabham chati moodhaha tathapaddha vadbhati yo moodha drishte sanityo palabdhiswarupoham atma. Ghanachanna drishtihi
ati moodhaha, an ati moodha, a very ignorant person. And he is a ghanachanna drishti. His eyesight, drishti, is covered by ghana, megha, cloud. Ghana means cloud. So ghanachanna drishti atimudha.
Arkam ghanachannam manyate.
He thinks that the arka, arka means sun. Sun is ghanachanna. Sun is covered by cloud. He thinks
yatha manyate,
and then nishprabham manyate. He thinks that the sun is nishprabha. Sun has become dull. The brilliance of the sun is gone. He thinks the sun is less bright. He says, why? Because of ignorance. He doesn't know that the sun cannot be covered and sun can never become less bright. Similarly, tatha, yaha, who, yaha means the atma, which atma?
Moodha drishtehe baddhavat bhati,
for a moodha drishti, for a man of ignorance.
Baddhavat bhati,
this atma looks as though baddha, as though samsari. Baddha means samsari, bound, samsari. Atma looks as though samsari for an ajnani. But in fact, that atma is nitya upalabdhi swarupaha.
Nitya upalabdhi swarupa.
Upalabdhi means consciousness.
Nitya upalabdhi swarupa.
It is the nitya. That which doesn't have any changes. No destruction. No modification. No diminishing. No fluctuation. Nitya. That kind of upalabdhi. Consciousness. Swarupaha. That is the swarupa, the essence of this atma. And such an atma can never have samsara. It is always mukta from samsara. There is no fluctuation in the atma. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad. Nothing happens. Always ananda swarupa. That atma is who? Me. Aham. I am that atma. So like that, this Hastamalaka, this boy, he reveals his knowledge to Shankaracharya. And then Shankaracharya gave him the name Hastamalaka. Haste Amalakam Iva. For him, the knowledge is like the amalaka, the gooseberry on the palm. Therefore, he became Hastamalaka. So, that is Avarana Shakti. And once this Avarana Shakti is functioning, Avarana Shakti has successfully covered the Atma, covered the Swarupa of the Atma. The Vikshepa Shakti can work. The possibility of Vikshepa Shakti's working is only when Avarana Shakti is working. So that is told In the next paragraph, next item, the Vikshepa Shakti's working is told in the Vyashti level, in the individual level. And later, from 54 onwards, the Vikshepa Shakti's working in the Samashti level is told. So, Vikshepa Shakti works in two levels. One is in the individual level. The Vikshepa Shakti produces what? The samsara, kartritva, bhoktritva, all these are superimposed. Samsara is produced in the Vyashti level. In the Samashti, the Ishwara's Vikshepa Shakti, what does it produce? It produces the Jagat, the whole universe. The sun, the moon, the stars, the space, and our bodies, individual bodies are also produced by Samashti Vikshepa Shakti. This body is produced by Ishwara. It is not produced by my Vikshepa Shakti. My Vikshepa Shakti produces the attachment to this body. The identification with this body is produced by my Vikshepa Shakti. The body itself is not produced by my Vikshepa Shakti. It is produced by Ishwara's Vikshepa Shakti. So that is the distinction. So, anaya,
anaya,
avritasya,
avritasya,
atmanaha,
atmanaha,
kartritva,
kartritva,
bhoktritva,
bhoktritva,
sukhitva,
dukhitvadi,
samsara, sambhavana api, bhavati, yatha, Swajnanena Avratayam Rajvam Sarpatva Sambhavana Anaya Avratasya Atmanaha. The Atma which is Avrata, which is covered by Anaya, by this Vikshepa, by this Avarana Shakti. The Atma which is covered by this Avarana Shakti. Anaya means by this. By this means by the Avarana Shakti. So once this Atma is covered, what happens? Samsara Sambhavana Bhavati. There is the possibility of samsara. There is the possibility of superimposing the samsara on this Atma. And what is samsara is told? Kartratva, the doership. I am the doer. This identification. I am the doer is a projection caused by individual Vikshepa Shakti. The identification with the doership. That is samsara. Bhoktratva, enjoyership. I am the enjoyer. I am sad. I am miserable. So, sukhitva. I am happy. I am joyful. Sukhitva. Dukhitva. Dukhitva means sadness. I am sad. The status of being sad is dukhitva. Sukhitva means status of being happy. Adi, etc. are the samsara. Adi samsara bhavana. All these samsara bhavana. All these, sorry, samsara sambhavana. The possibility of the samsara. Sambhavana means possibility. Bhavati is there. Only when avarana shakti covers, there is the possibility of samsara. So, avarana shakti is required for the functioning of vikshepa shakti. For that an example is given, yatha, as, so ajnanena avritayam rajvam
సర్పత్వ సంభావన. సో స్వ అజ్ఞానేన, బై ది అజ్ఞాన ఆఫ్ వన్ సెల్ఫ్, వన్ సెల్ఫ్ మీన్స్ రజ్జు, రజ్జు అజ్ఞానే, ద రజ్జు అజ్ఞాన, ద ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ రజ్జు. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ కవర్? ద రజ్జు, రజ్జు అజ్ఞాన కవర్స్ రజ్జు, ద రోప్, దెర్ ఇస్ ద రోప్ అండ్ రోప్ ఇస్ కవర్డ్ బై రోప్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. సెల్ఫ్ కవర్స్ ద సెల్ఫ్, ఇగ్నరెన్స్ కవర్స్ వాట్? ద సెల్ఫ్. Rope ignorance covers rope. So rope ignorance is covered by, so rope is covered by rope ignorance. So ajnanena avritayam rajjvam, the rajju, the rope which is covered by rope ignorance. And once this rope is covered, there is the possibility of superimposing a snake. సర్పత్వ సంభావన, దెర్ ఇస్ అ పాసిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ సూపర్ ఇంపోజింగ్ ఎ స్నేక్. సో ఇఫ్ ద రోప్ ఇస్ నాట్ కవర్డ్, దెర్ ఇస్ నో సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్. ఇఫ్ యు సీ ద రోప్ యాస్ రోప్, నో సూపర్ ఇంపోజిషన్ ఇస్ పాసిబుల్. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద రోప్ హ్యాస్ టు బి కవర్డ్ బై ది ఇగ్నోరెన్స్, అండ్ దిస్ ఇగ్నోరెన్స్ బికమ్స్ యాక్టివ్ వెన్? Only when there is no enough light, then the ignorance becomes active in the rope. All these are discussed in detail in Vedanta Shastra. A lot of prakriyas are there. So, and this much is enough for us. So, that is avarana shakti. Sorry, avarana shakti enables the vikshepa shakti. So the samsaritva at the vyashti level, individual level, in the samashti level, this Ishvara's vikshepa shakti creates the whole universe. So now Ishvara is talked of, Ishvara's vikshepa shakti we are talking of. Vikshepa shaktisto yatha rajju ajnanam స్వావృత రజ్జౌ స్వశక్త్యా సర్పాదికం ఉద్భావయతి ఏవం అజ్ఞానం అపి స్వావృత ఆత్మని స్వశక్త్యా ఆకాశాది ప్రపంచం ఉద్భావయతి తాదృశం సామర్థ్యం తదుక్తం విక్షేపశక్తి లింగాది బ్రహ్మాండాంతం జగత్సృజేత్ ఇతి. సో వాట్ విక్షేపశక్తి డస్? ఈశ్వరాస్ విక్షేపశక్తి, the projection power of Ishvara. So first example is given, yatha as rajju ajnanam, the ignorance of the rajju. So avrita rajjau, in the rajju which is covered, so the rajju becomes the adhishthan, the support. And in that Rajju, Swashaktya, by its power, the Rajju Ajnana, by the power of Rajju Ajnana, by the Vikshepa Shakti of Rajju Ajnana, Sarpadikam Udbhavayati, it produces Sarpa, etc. So the Avarana Shakti covers the Rajju, Vikshepa Shakti projects the snake, etc. Sometimes it may look as snake, sometimes it may look as something else, a stick. So like that it projects. And where it projects, not elsewhere. The projection will be on the basis only, on the support only. The Rajju Vikshepa Shakti will produce the snake only in the rope. Without rope, the snake cannot appear. The substance of the rope is nothing, substance of the snake is nothing but the rope. The snake doesn't have its own substance. The rope is the substance. Similarly, when this whole universe is produced, the substance is nothing but the Atma. So that is why Swavrita Rajjau Swashaktya Sarpadikam Udbhavayati. Evam evam evam, in the same manner, Ajnanam api, the Ajnana also. Ajnana here is yes, Samashti Ajnana, the Samashti Ajnana, Ishwarasupadhi. Api, Swa Avrita Atmani, in the Atma which is covered by it. The Ajnana in the Atman which is covered by its own Avarana Shakti, Swashaktya, by its Vikshepa Shakti, by the Samashti Vikshepa Shakti, Akashadi Prapancham Udbhavayati, it produces the whole Prapancha. Starting from what? Akasha. Akashadi Prapancham. The Prapancha starting from Akasha. Because first came Akasha, then Vayu, like that. So Akasha is Adi. Akasha is the first. Akashadi Prapancham, the whole Prapancha, the whole universe, the whole Jagat, Udbhavayati, it produces Tadrisham Samarthyam, that kind of capacity. That kind of capacity of the Ajnana is called Vikshepa Shakti. The ability to create the whole universe of the Ajnana is called Vikshepa Shakti. And for that he quotes another Acharya as Pramana, a previous Acharya as Pramana. Taduktam, it is told, we have read this I think, yeah. Vikshepa Shaktihi Lingadi Brahmandantam Jagat Srajet Iti. So he quotes the Vakya Sudha. Vakya Sudha is Dridrishya Viveka. There is a text called Dridrishya Viveka. It has another name, Vakya Sudha. According to some people, it is written by Shankaracharya. According to some people, it is written by Vidyaranya. So, Dridrishya Viveka. Vikshepa Shaktihi Lingadi Brahmandantam Jagat Srijet Iti. Vikshepa Shakti Sriji Jagat Srijet. It produces the Jagat. It produces the world. Lingadi, starting from Linga Sharira. Linga. Linga means Sukshma Sharira. Lingadi, starting from Linga Sharira or Sukshma Sharira. Because first the Sukshma Bhutas are produced and then Sukshma Shariras are produced. We will see all those things in detail. It will all come, how the Srishti came and all will come. First Sukshma Bhutas came. Then Sukshma Sharira came. Then this Panchi Karana took place. And as a result of Panchi Karana, the Sthula Bhutas came. Then Sthula Sharira and Sthula Prapancha came. Like that the Srishti will be told. So Lingadi Brahmandantam, up to the Brahmanda, the whole Brahmanda, the gross universe. Jagat Srijet, it creates Srijet. Iti.
This is Maya.
This Samashti Ajnana is Maya. When we say Samashti Ajnana, it is Maya. Because it is Ishwarasupati. Ishwarasupati is Maya. Maya itself has Avarana Shakti and Vikshepa Shakti. Not that Vikshepa Shakti alone is Maya. Both Avarana and Vikshepa, all are included. So Samashti Ajnana is Maya. So we will stop here. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om. Today's Sanskrit class will be downstairs.